We're going to call the meeting to order and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Flags around the corner, in case you can't see.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we got a new sheriff. We're going to have a new sheriff, right?
Yep.
Oh, hell, I didn't see any of them.
Well, one way or another, yeah.
I didn't see any of them yet.
No matter what.
Kevin, right? He won?
He won the primary. There's a Republican, is there? Or, I mean, there's a... Kevin won the Democrat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then,
yeah, because it's not...
This was just
November.
The primary.
Yeah.
Oh, who's going to run against
him? Whoever the Republican is.
I thought it was nonpartisan. I thought this was it.
No.
Well, see, that's what I know.
Yeah, that was...
No.
Because the way it was set up, you...
Stan Height.
Who?
H-Y-T, Stan Height is the Republican.
Wow.
And Jones is running against who, then?
Drew Johnson.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
There's going to be lots of interesting
stuff.
And, you know, Tom Collins did make it for
All right, sorry about that.
All right, so we're going to move on to public comment. That was part of it, but do we have any more public comment?
Something turned on.
Yeah, it is. Mind your P's and Q's.
All right, so make a motion, or I may like to move on to approve the minutes from the April 13th meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve.
Second.
Approved. Item number 2, approval of the agenda from June 15th. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the agenda from July 15th.
Second.
I can't second. Approved. Item number...
You need to have everybody vote.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
All in favor,
of items 1 and 2?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I know it's just a formality. But,
yeah, I forgot about that part. Number 3, informational items. I'd have a request. I don't know if I can put that in there. Are the people here to review the
Bronco?
You're doing the Bronco one. Can we bump her first?
Yeah.
Paul's asked if we could bump that forward. I doubt that you're going to oppose.
Brianna Martinez on behalf of the Bronco Off-Road Project here for the annual review. So I actually don't have anything new to report since I was just here in April. Everything we've received is positive feedback. We haven't had any complaints. I'm just here for the annual review, and if you guys have any comments or questions, concerns.
Is it up and running then?
This is already the annual review.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we didn't realize that when the February meeting was pushed to April that this was going to be so close. But it's been open since, I believe, September or October.
And they're actually... people bringing their Broncos in and stuff. It's going real well.
Okay. Yeah, so this location has the most reservations this year.
Of the 4 places?
Right, exactly.
Can you tell, or do you know how many applications? I mean, how many?
I don't know how many exactly reservations there are. I do know that there are 2 groups, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and they're like 16. So give you an idea, and I believe they're open like 6 days a week, but they have the most reservations.
And how far out are they booked?
Through the year.
The rest of this year?
Yeah. So are they looking to extend it then, since there's so much success for this location?
I think that they're in discussions to talk about extending it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford is really happy with, you know, the success of this.
Oh,
and last time, I don't know if you remember, but I discussed that they actually are coming out, or they may have already come out with the Bronco Raptor, and that's a special edition, and that they came back down here for and recorded videos and all of that for their promotions for that.
Okay, for the record, you know, when we originally went through this a year or so ago, the Bronco people, the Ford people agreed that the Mountain Springs people could have access to that facility, and that's still up and running, correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
You could contact our office or Megan, and we'll make it happen.
But you don't know for sure.
No, I know that we'll make it happen.
Okay, good.
So if you want to go and check it out at any moment, you just let us know.
Okay.
That'd be fun, maybe a community day or something like that.
Right, or
who do we let know?
Oh, yeah.
You could contact me or Megan, and we'll put you in contact with quiet.
Okay. Would there be
Tanya just suggested maybe have our next CAC meeting up there.
Pardon?
Have the next CAC meeting there.
I just was going to say that. You read my mind.
I might come back to just hang out, not report anything. Yeah.
I didn't get to see it before
I'm
they were doing it. I still want to do it.
Megan, you're right on. Okay,
sure.
Can we do that?
But that would be neat up there.
It's fun to move around the community.
Yes, that would be neat.
Okay.
So what would that date be?
July 13th.
Well, we'll have to discuss it because
what about
when we get there, because July 13th would be the next scheduled meeting. This is ahead because we're doing quarterly. So we could make it, if you want to push it out to do like September, October, or we could do it sooner. We can decide that.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't need a date today, right?
No.
So,
we just want to do it.
Okay. Yeah. That's so fine. We'll coordinate. And you guys decide. It might be nice to do like a fall.
Yeah.
Probably fall. Also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
We need a vote. We need a vote.
Well, hold on a minute. I got a whole list of things here that we're supposed to go along with. Light entertainment, landscape, and then you got a design review, right?
Those are all the things that were previously approved.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
So what do you want us to do? What are we
doing? Today was just the annual review.
Okay.
And staff is recommending.
Yeah, so basically, we just need to approve. There's been no complaints.
Right.
So this is just an annual update or first year.
Oh, that's right. You know,
update.
Right. I'm going back in my memory banks. We asked for that.
We did ask for that. Right.
So staff is recommending another 1 year review at the public hearing, and so you can go with staff's recommendation of 1 year, or I'm assuming you're going to approve that they can keep operating.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them another year. You could say 2 years. You can put whatever time frame you want.
1 year.
I like a 1 year. Yeah, just getting an update is nice.
Right. Hearing so you know what's going on.
Yes, and how the reservations are going and just how it's moving forward. So I make a motion to approve or follow what staff has and approve their continuation and to make a motion for another 1 year review next year. This year.
And that we're Mount Springs CAC is okay with what's going on, and we're happy with what took place.
Yep.
I don't know how we want to put that in. As
well, that's assumed by your approval.
Yep.
Everything's going well.
I'll second your motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, any opposed?
Right.
Thank you
for joining us. You got to buy the beer after the meeting.
Questions?
We should have public comment.
public comments.
I've got a question.
Yeah, go.
If we had to do a medical evacuation by helicopter up there, you've got a flood on that property, who would be called to make sure they can have access to it?
I'm not sure about that. But we would put you in contact with the representatives.
I have a contact up there.
Okay, and I know they have like a 24-hour security plan.
So
there's someone there 24 hours a day?
No, if it's about
please.
This.
No, definitely.
Who is the client?
It's Ford.
Is Ford Motor Company, or is it?
It's Ford is contracted out with another company, and that company is the one that's running.
Who's running it? Who's that?
It's Jackson Dawson.
They out of Las Vegas, or?
No, they actually are running. All I know is that they run four of the
Bars four. For, yeah.
Right, correct.
I'm familiar with Chevrolet has had for the Corvettes, they had a
trailer
and buy new, and they actually had the guys come out and trade and run by the racetrack. So the other question is, so this is how frequent are these calls or whatever they're going to do?
So I'm pretty sure, it's 6 days a week.
6 days a week?
Right, and the way that it works is essentially if you buy a Ford Bronco, then you have access and you have to make a reservation.
Right, so is it continuous?
It's a contract right now with Ford, so it's only, I believe it's good for 2 to 3 years.
Right.
And then from there, like we discussed, there are discussions of extending that contract because it's been successful.
Sure.
Sure, yeah, I'm just curious, because the Corvette thing is periodic, so they, when they get enough people up, so they advertise dates. So usually they're between
This is operating 6 days a week.
2 to 4 months, so I think the maximum number of vehicles is
all
the next
right, right. It's split into groups, so there are 2 groups, and the max amount per group is 16.
And the facility's actually on the Boy Scout, based on the map on the Boy Scout.
Right, right. That's
and that's a withdrawal, that's a 99-year withdrawal at Forest Service, right? If I don't remember right.
I'm sorry.
No, they own it.
The Boy Scouts of America own it?
Yes.
Actually, it's LDS.
Okay. So it's just, they have the agreement on
the lease, the ground lease.
And then, are there going to be any posts about where the calls are going to be? Are they going to be just on the Boy Scout land? Is it going to go through?
There's a course that was designed.
This isn't open to the public.
What's that?
This is only people that have bought Broncos.
Yeah, but if you're driving on public land,
it's not public. It's not public.
It's private.
It's all on their private property.
It's on the Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. You know more than I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there enough out there?
We hammered that out.
I'm sorry. I
walked up the road and we have somebody else.
They've got 1,100 acres there.
Yeah, okay.
But I know that there was courses designed by a company in all of that.
Okay. Yeah, it just wasn't clear. I mean, it's because I've heard of some companies operate crawls and things for all
No, this one is, it has to be that you purchase a Ford Route.
Ah, okay.
Or a Ford Bronco.
Cool.
Right.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It was actually nice, too, because where they have their paths, they did cleanup work just to make sure, well, for the vehicles, there's no scratches. But it was nice because it also did, like, a little fire break. If there's any sparks, you've got debris that's moved farther away. So, I don't know. It was rather win-win.
And the whole Boy Scout camp was looking pretty shabby.
Yeah, it was pretty
It was pretty run down.
They weren't having the kids do anything.
Remodeled everything. It was very nice.
To see them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get
Awesome.
It was a lousy day when they had the show and tell,
yeah.
And I didn't make it. So, I mean, the weather was awful.
Yeah, I'll pass.
It was wintertime.
And it was rainy, sleety that day. It was bad.
Do you have any other questions?
Okay. We got to approve
it. We're approved. We'll make a motion to. Okay, make a motion to approve after commentary.
Second.
Any. All right, moving on, we're going to move back to item number 3. I don't see Metro here to give. Mm-mm. Mark is doing his, that's, we don't have BLM here either. Megan, do you want to give us your report?
Paul, you're getting to go.
One thing I want you to ask is DOT when they're going to put our speed signs up.
I knew you'd ask that.
Okay. All right, I got a scooter.
Okay.
Right.
See you later.
We got a form here.
Yeah, we got a form. We're good.
We'll do it. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
See you.
Okay. So.
Get a brownie.
So, I think last time we talked about Transform Clark County, we've talked about it several times. Now we're at the nitty gritty. Now we're at the development code section. This is where you really need to be involved, paying attention. This is the uses section. So this is where it determines what you can do on a property.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through this and pulled out things that I was concerned about, which I'm thinking will probably be some of the same things you're concerned about. So I'm gonna be sending you guys an email to point out these things because between this and the other section, it's 240 pages. Ooh. I don't know if you guys necessarily wanna go through 240 pages. So I'm gonna call
it
out.
Online.
Yeah, so the cool thing about this is you can go on the website, you can go right into the document and make comments right on the document. And they are absolutely looking at the input, looking at the comments. So
they were pretty proactive on the webinar that they had a few weeks back on this, a month ago, I can't recall. And the zonings like RE, the ones that we've been used to forever, they're changing that.
Right.
Do you know if they're going to be keeping the legend of the old ones to cross-reference to the new?
For right now, they are.
Okay.
Okay, so I was just trying to find a note that I had made that you guys might be interested in. So this is all, okay, here's one. And this is actually a really good thing for us that live in rural areas, because it used to be you were limited to 3 dogs. No matter where you lived in Clark County, no matter the size of your lot, you've got 3 dogs. Well, they're changing that. So, because before you could have 3, or you could get a pet fancier's permit to go up to 6. Well, now they're just making you can have 6.
Do they care about if they're all the same breed? That used to be a thing too.
Nope. Okay. So that's the change. That's really good. So also put in stuff that you're happy about so that they keep it. But the way this is worded is very weird. Any property with more than 6 dogs or 10 cats shall be permitted with approval of a special use permit in compliance with Chapter 10 of the Clark County Code per the following conditions. It's super confusing.
Yeah.
Just say it plain. So those are the types of things I'm concerned about. Here's another one. A kennel, a dog kennel, where you might board your dogs when you're out of town. It's not allowed in any rural districts. Why? I mean, assuming we all have 2-acre lots or more, or acre lots or more, it seems that a kennel might be a good use for a rural area. So that's a question for me. Why are we not giving that consideration? Even if it's a special use where you have to prove that you're going to take the sound into account and stuff, you know? So those are the things that I'm going through. So I'm going to...
That's also where rescue
right. places go. There is no thing in here for rescue either. Or rescue or like a sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
There's no use for that in here. So those are the things I'm going to put together an email. I just finished going through this yesterday while I was working the election. I finally got through it. I'm going to send it out to all my towns so that you guys can see the things that I'm looking at. And then if you want to look more, you can look more. Here's another one. Plant nursery is not allowed in any rural zone.
Really?
Seems that it would go along with... I know we have one in Sandy Valley. We have a plant
nursery. Where else would you have one?
Well, commercial. Like Star Nursery, they'd be commercial, you know.
Well, like Cactus Joe.
Right. And he's probably grandfathered in.
Oh, yes, by
right.
now.
But
makes sense for that type of
right.
what he offers
so,
to be rural.
Yeah, so you could be a farmer and have plants and sell them plants in a rural area, but you can't have a plant nursery in a rural area. Doesn't make sense. So those are the types of things we're looking at. So please, this is the time you need to be paying attention.
Yeah.
So I'll send that out.
And when are the comments need to be?
June 30th is technically the deadline. But like they said, if you put the comments in effort, they're still going to look at all the comments. They just put a deadline to, you know, create a little bit of sense of urgency.
2 years after.
And it won't be just like June 30th and then the next thing they write the code. It's the process. So Commissioner and I are trying to get, so we can have some roundtable discussions out in the community. I don't know if we're going to be successful getting that, so we're trying. But because I think that's the way planning should be done, is we all talk about
right,
it like this.
Because they had something whenever we had that opportunity to stop out at Red Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what that is.
And that's the land use plan update. But yeah, it's we're trying to get it out there. So that's that. Short-term rentals, in case any of you are following it, there's a short-term rental ordinance going to the commission next week. Short-term rentals are Airbnbs. The county is not in favor of them, but state law was changed that we have to allow them. It's the law.
That just sneak in?
It was the last legislature. So you guys are being exempted to not have to have them. So none will be allowed up here. And the exemption is any property that's on a septic system does not qualify to be a short-term rental. So it covers most of the rural areas. So I have asked if we could call them out more specifically, each community. When something like this goes through, they have to do what's called a business impact statement, and they have to send it out to businesses and take all this, and it's been months and months now. If they were to change it enough that they had to call out every community, we'd have to start that process all over. So right now, you're covered by that. We are talking about doing an amendment to change the wording, because we have Mount Charleston called out, I would like to change the wording to say anywhere within the Spring Mountains National Recreation Area, which would encompass all of you guys.
Which would assume to be, if that would cover Red Rock too?
No, and Red Rock's a different story, so that's, we're working on that one, because they do have a municipal sewer system, so Blue Diamond is a
Blue Diamond is
a challenge. So we're working on that.
Blue Diamond has sewer system.
Yep, they do. As you're driving into Blue Diamond, there's ponds right there.
Oh, yeah, across from the plant. That's all their sewer system.
So you guys are covered, and hopefully we'll strengthen that with an amendment or as it goes down. It's very controversial. You cannot believe how many people have come to the meetings and said, well, I've been renting out my house for 10 years. And it's been illegal the whole time. It's illegal.
Well, are they Airbnb rental?
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of people.
I know. Don't take away my income. Well, okay. So, very interesting. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits. It's not going to be over yet. But June 21st is when they're going through the ordinance. We've kept the ordinance quite constricted. I think they're only allowing 2,800 in all of Clark County, which is not a lot. I know, it's not a lot.
Well, you have to get permitted to do the Airbnb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You have to get a permit, you have to pay fees, you have to... Here's the other thing. Here's some of the things that go into it. Every Airbnb is getting away with not having a business license, not having any kind of health inspections, maybe not being up to code, and they're not paying any resort fees, which all go to pay for our schools and all those things. So it's not a bad idea that we're going to license them now, but it's
clean up half.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
So, and it's being done through a lottery system, which...
Oh, wow.
I know. Because here's the thing, do you go by the people that already been doing it illegally and let them come in? Do you let only the new people come in? Who knows? You know, so it's, I'm glad I don't have to make those decisions.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys are exempted, I'm pretty sure from talking to you that you guys all feel that way, because I know there has been someone up here that's done it. Airbnb on and off, and I've gotten multiple complaints about it. So, I don't see you guys beating down my door saying, no, please let us have Airbnb up here.
Right.
So,
no, and I think there's two or three other homes up here that do, of course, a long-term rental.
And over 30 days, you can do that. Yeah.
All of our leases are a year, and then they go month to month, like a normal.
Over 30 days is just fine, but no, every weekend or every other day, you can't do it. So that's all I have.
All right, thank you.
Unless there's questions. Any questions?
Okay. All right, we're moving on to item number 4. We took care of 1, which was the only item. So moving on to general business, we have none on that. Do I ask about this in the comment section?
Heard it. I'll ask.
Okay. So we had a question about the, before Paul had to leave, he had a question about the update status check on the speed limit sign with the flash.
Did it get hit or something?
Yeah.
That was that car accident.
Oh, that was that one last time. Yeah.
Yeah. Or accident.
Whatever.
I don't remember the influence. So keep that clean.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Item 5, there are none. So number 3 underneath that, general comments from the public.
I have one comment or discussion item. And it regards this, our fire station. I think that we should have a representative from Clark County Fire come to our next meeting and discuss the feasibility of them putting a permanent manned station up here. There are no members of this community other than him who's young enough to serve as a fireman. And he's got a business to run.
Right. You know, we have a new fire chief. Over the rural areas, so I need to ask him to come to all my meetings because he needs to meet the community. Chances of them putting a manned fire station up here is very slim. Because of union contracts, it's like multiple millions of dollars to have a manned fire station.
Well, let me say this. The Forest Service has got approval to build a station up here.
Right.
Common sense, which doesn't occur much in government dealings, but common sense would say that the county could go joint venture with the Forest Service made one building that could serve both entities.
Yeah. We're working together. We are talking about it.
I've seen that in other small communities. Mm-hmm. So the fact is right now, Mark is leaving. Mm-hmm. He's going sailing. He's going off to find Gilligan's Island. Our resident fire chief lives in Pahrump. He's almost the same age I am, which is too damn old to be a firefighter. There's no one else up here that can serve. They're all more or less my age, okay?
Well, my husband went through that, mm-hmm. and the process to do it was
very tedious. Chief, so maybe that's something that we could address with him.
Yeah.
A new chief, like overall, not for here, a new chief.
Okay.
I'll bring him out and we can talk about those things. You are not the only community that is struggling. Good Springs has, I think, 2 people right now. Every small town is struggling with the same thing. And
how about the young ones? Allie, Caitlin, they're now
over
20.
Let's talk about how to make it better for them to train to do it.
How was the training? Because not only was it tedious, it was disorganized.
Right.
They set a meeting time, and then when Rob got there, nobody was there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was last week, or it's next week, but it's not here, even though that's what the memo said. So that didn't work out.
Yep.
And Mark, you're leaving soon, aren't you?
Yep,
I didn't mind. Yeah, so I'll ask the chief to come up. And like I said, I am working with Forest Service. That's they're looking at 2 different sites up here. They haven't decided yet. And as soon as they decide, I'm going to be coming up and helping them look at things. And
so they're not even wanting to revamp this building.
No.
Still one of the possibilities over where the water tank is?
I don't know. I honestly do not know. One is on, I guess the water here splits like right in the middle of town. Watershed or whatever, and one's on one side, one's on the front side, and one's on this side.
Oh.
So that's a big consideration.
Interesting.
They're looking at 2 sites, but we've already talked about potentially having meeting space in there. Everything is a possibility at this point. So
are they still looking at places to pick for that federal one?
That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's down to 2 sites.
Okay.
Because it has to be
one of them.
Oh no, it's here.
It is.
It's just 2 sites within Mount Springs.
Oh, I got
it. Oh yeah, 2 particular spots.
I thought you were talking about the county.
Yeah, this site wouldn't be big enough for that kind of thing.
Yeah,
right.
So anyway, hopefully be the best of both worlds. We'll have a new station and then, you know, this station maybe as a meeting space. I don't know. You know, it's all out there. Every possibility is out there. So yeah, I'll ask Chief O'Neill to come, and then as soon as we have something that we can share about the process of the new station, I'll have him come up. They want to come up and share it.
I was going to ask about that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They just aren't at that point yet.
Okay. They probably want to select a site, huh, before they come?
I think they would like to have more concrete stuff to share with you. It's always nicer to have an idea of what you're doing before you just come and say, yeah, we're going to build a station somewhere. You know, I mean, I think they would like to have... It's more meaningful if you guys have actually something to talk about. So,
right. Any other items? Anybody else would like to make a comment?
That's it for me.
All right. Then our next meeting date is, are we still on July 13th?
So you guys decide. We could do next month. I don't know that there's going to be anything coming up by next month. We could say September, October.
I'd like to push more for September.
Okay, so what date?
We're not doing a cleanup, are we? Or not until then. It's just too hot these
days. Oh, is that when we normally would do get the weather cleanup?
We have
going?
Usually done it in the middle of summer when it gets really hot. And
I thought it was Labor Day.
We've done Memorial Day and Labor Day. We could do that again. Let's wait till it gets a little closer and let me know if you guys think it's necessary.
And we don't need a meeting to...
No.
Okay.
No, you just tell me you want it.
But we're not supposed to talk about that when it's not held.
No, that's not a CAC.
That's just
you call and tell me you need something.
Okay.
I mean,
that's a huge favorite for the community.
Yeah.
I know. Wonderful.
So it would be September 14th if you want to do it. Oh, that's when it would be the next one would be.
Okay.
Looks like. So September 14th if you want to meet. Does that sound good?
I make a motion to have
have our next meeting date on September 14th at 6 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And I will talk to Bronco, see if we can have it up there, and then if not, or we'll figure it out. We'll decide between the two sites.
All right.
Let's do up there because we're going to be, where you guys
are
know about that. Yeah, we're always there.
Okay. So I'll talk to Bronco.
Is it a possibility that if we could do a winter one there? Is it to take it inside?
Yeah, or
we
could do that.
Is there space to do that?
Yep. We have a little stage in the back for indoor use.
Okay. Because I thought if it's just the outdoor, then now we have to wait till April.
We can do either one. I got both.
Cool.
Just let me know and we'll get it set up.
I'd like to. All right, meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for coming in. Like having more people again.
I know.
I have some brownies up here that my wife made.
Yeah.
What happened to Rick?
Because of just a couple of things and whatnot, I thought it like
I would be.
But
well, because it has been.
I have tremendous anxiety.
You mentioned that, but I thought I'll wait until we get outside to say it's just more relaxed again.